back to Ashburton. We're about ready to start now.
It's Political Commentary.
With David Slack. Morena, how are you?
Morena, never better, and thanks for asking. You promise it'll be nice tomorrow?
Yeah, we promise.
You can't make that promise. Just look at Rick that shit out there.
Yeah, I was going to say, Rick said it,
if
so it's the
can.
Law.
Oh, Rick, yeah.
It's the law.
I just take everything Rick says as, like, gospel, you know?
Yep,
there's no
fair.
Other way. Yeah. Hey, what are we talking about this morning, David? There is a lot going on out in the big bad world.
Yeah, and mostly to do with the world being in a bad state and how we could make it better, eh?
Exactly.
The zero carbon bill, I thought we could talk about that. Also the trees.
Yeah.
The trees.
Let's start with zero carbon and then let's edge into the trees, shall we?
Oh, good.
Yes.
This is a very, very heartening moment.
It is.
There is an old maxim that says what gets measured gets managed. And that's I think that's the best way to look at the zero carbon bill. The fact that it says these things now have to be reported on and accounted for, and we're going to have a commissioner who's going to look at what's being done and consider how it relates to the overall aim of diminishing the harm we're doing to the planet. Diminishing our carbon emissions. Elsewhere in the world, they've done this for a while and they have had results. I think that's the most compelling argument you can have for it. You know, people can say, oh, well, you're just taking numbers and oh, you're just making reports and what bloody difference will it make? Actually, it does make a difference because if you look at, say, what we've done with the Reserve Bank Act and how we manage our finances in the years since the notorious changes of the 80s, it really does make that front and centre, for good or ill.
Yeah.
And you can guarantee the same thing will happen here. The whole process of Parliament and review and comparing legislation to the targets will all have the effect of making us more preoccupied with doing things that are carbon neutral or carbon positive.
Right, yeah.
And transforming us to a green economy. And why the hell wouldn't you want that?
Exactly.
It's bloody great. There's no reason to do not fear this Reaper.
Yeah.
It's a good one.
So we've seen some like huge cross-party support for this, which is also quite remarkable in itself. What do you think this is going to mean going forward from here? Do you think this is an indication that we're going to see a little bit more collaboration in this area? Or is this more of a tentative starting point, do you think?
You can take some comfort from the way, for example, superannuation used to be a real political football, and they finally realised, oh, geez, we're just making it hard for ourselves here, and said, let's take this out of partisan politics. Maybe it could happen. Right now, that's not the prospect. National have said there are about seven things they would change if they were a government again, and one or two of them you can see there's a sort of a reasonable argument for it. But there are a couple in particular that are really disquieting, and they talk about having reference to what the effect will be on the economy of any particular measure and having reference to how fast the rest of the world is going. In other words, they don't want to do anything that's hard. They don't want to do anything substantial. And this actually requires us doing a few things that are a big leap.
Yeah.
And that kind of gradualism is the kind of thing they notoriously love to embrace because it means just keeping the status quo and keeping things the way they are because...
Right.
They tend to represent people who've got a sweet thing going and don't want it changed. And I was thinking about this yesterday as I was running past. There's a new gas station being built on Lake Road.
It feels a bit weird to see something like that.
I know, and I was thinking, you know, all this money being spent on this thing, within 10 years, this is what the motor manufacturers say, it'll all be electric cars. There will not be internal combustion engine cars. So all the money you've put into that petrol station, geez, I hope you've got enough money there for a whole lot of EV outlets. Because
charging points, yeah.
Those huge tanks you're putting in, you might as well just make them swimming pools, bro. But it is a transitional thing.
Yeah, yeah.
And right now, of course, we desperately, you know, rely on that kind of infrastructure and they can make money out of it. Anyway, the point I was thinking was for all of these people, it's all just a little bit more money.
Yeah.
You know, I make me good, but not yet, you know. All of this gradualism is your biggest enemy. And that's what Nats are embracing. And that's the thing we don't need.
But I guess, as we were saying, this is a massive step in the sense that it's it's being like, okay, no, we actually do need to commit to these targets. We do need to actually be doing something definite to make sure that we're not just, you know, pulling and pushing back and forth for ages because this is such an urgent situation. Let's talk a little bit more locally now, still environmentally related. The trees on Mount Albert, that's been the big topic in the news cycle around Auckland in the last week and a wee bit. So what are your thoughts on this? So they're taking out the exotic trees there, and this is on the Tupuna Maunga Authority's decision.
And it's probably worth making a point first about the existence of the authority and why it's there. And the point is that that is the outcome of settlement, treaty settlement. Mm-hmm. And therefore, we're actually talking about ownership of that land, which is then very generously being shared with the people of Auckland. Mm. And so it's actually the authority's absolute right to decide what happens there. I live on the side of one mm-hmm. in Devonport. And what they've been doing to that maunga in the couple of years since they've had stewardship is just tremendous. Mm-hmm. You know, there's way more care of that place than ever was before. It looks terrific. They've taken cars off, and so people walk up instead, and the tranquility of the thing is marvellous. We're involved in a group that does rat baiting. Mm-hmm. And so we have a little bit to do with them, and the way they're organising and consulting is tremendous. Mm. You know, there's nothing high-handed about any of this. And a little while ago, there was a problem with some Dutch elm disease, so they said, oh, we're going to be cutting down some trees. There'll be about 50 going, and we all thought, God, 50 trees, what's it going to look like? You could barely notice. You know, on something of that size, mm-hmm. taking out even that number of trees doesn't make that big a difference. So that's all of the sort of background context for what I want to say. And that is that 300-odd being taken out here may well not be that visible either. But furthermore, I have faith in the way they're managing this stuff. And therefore, and they have taken expert advice as well about how you have this succession from evergreen to, sorry, from exotic to native. And they're told this is the right way to go about it. Well, okay. Mm-hmm. For one thing, it's theirs anyway, so they're allowed to. For another, got faith in them.
Yeah.
Now, I've got sympathy for people who love trees and are alarmed to see this. I've got zero sympathy for the people who have seen this happen and jumped on board, and I speak now of Hobson's Choice and all of those crowd who have this idea that no good settlement was ever justified or warranted, and to them I say, you can go and get forked. Because the whole thing is just founded in an intolerance and an unwillingness to recognise the grievous harm that was done, and the very small amount of reparation this actually represents settlements in general.
Yeah.
And there's been an interesting thing gone around our social media this week from somebody's treaty course they were on that had a slide that showed the total money spent in 25 years on settlements, which is about $2.5 billion, and the amount for the South Canterbury Finance bailout, which was about $1.8 billion. That came up in about three days. The others took about 35 years in vast amount agreements. This is what we're talking about. Just such an unequal weight of consideration and care.
I think another thing that people have been discussing a lot, especially within the bigger conversation about how we go forward looking at climate change and environmentalism and stuff, and recognizing that Indigenous populations have always had like kaitiakitanga within their practice,
you bet,
of looking after these things. And so actually these are not new ideas. These are really old ideas that
And it has much more
worked.
To do with looking both back and forward at the same time, and looking across generations.
Yeah.
And therefore, you do much more readily say, I'm doing this now because where this will be in 20 and 30 years for
Mokopuna.
Is really exciting.
Mm, totally.
And the right thing to do.
Absolutely.
The numbers that keep getting thrown around are the age of the existing trees, and everybody goes, oh, my heartstrings, I hate it when an old tree dies. Mm-hmm. But it's also,
fair enough,
it's in the 300 of amount that are to be felled of exotic trees, because the plans for planting on the Owairaka Maunga are like in the tens of thousands of native trees and shrubs.
Yeah.
So they're going to regenerate that maunga to
the whole,
a wonderful state.
Absolutely.
Which will encourage, you know, flora and fauna. And I'm excited.
I'm also excited. And it is like most of our maunga in Auckland, got quite a tragic history in many ways. And I think this is like the least we can be doing to sort of see some regeneration there. So hard out. I agree, David. Right before we let you go there, I just want your thoughts on sustainable New Zealand, just to round off our sort of green chat this morning.
I said something earlier on this week on Twitter saying, you know, other expressions like blue-green would be power walking fish. And somebody else said chocolate teapot. And, you know, there is just such an irreconcilable tension here between selfish reluctance to see change and a wish to not be thought bad of because you don't want to do the right thing. Well, harden up, take your time, bro. It's one or the other.
Fantastic. Well, thank you so much, David. We really appreciate you popping in this morning. It's always a pleasure.
Always a pleasure.
We'll speak to you in a couple of weeks' time.
You just heard a bit of political commentary.